question was asked regarding the Sefirat HaOmer for those people that find themselves traveling. So of course, if you're traveling into the same time zone, you have no problems. You can count Sefirat HaOmer in the place where you are, in the place where you're going to be. You can count it on a plane. There's no deen that you have to count it in the synagogue or in your house. You can count it anywhere. So if a person was traveling from here to California, so even though there's a 3-hour time zone, it's going to be any difference. On the contrary, he left here on Monday at 6, and he gets to California at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so he's still on the same day, he doesn't have any issues. But the question would be, if he's going to travel, let's say, to the Orient, or to places that might lose a day in the traveling, so what is he supposed to do when it comes to Sefirat HaOmer? So this is also not so complicated. Let's say he's taking a night flight on the 32nd day of the Omer, for argument's sake. So he's leaving New York, so Monday night he's leaving. So Monday night he counts the Beracha, Sefirat HaOmer Beracha, Sheikh Sefirat HaOmer, Ayom Shnayim, Ushloshim Yom LaOmer, and he counts Monday night. Now he's traveling. Now he's going to get to Hong Kong, let's say, on Wednesday. So therefore, Monday night covers him. Monday night covers him for Tuesday Sefirah. Tuesday night, already he would have to count again. If he would know, when he's traveling, that he indeed passed the international dateline, and it was Tuesday night where he is on the plane, so of course he can count the beracha on the plane, after he crosses the dateline, Yom Shlosha Ushloshim Yom Na'omer. If that's too confusing for him, because he doesn't know exactly, maybe it's day, maybe it's night, maybe he doesn't see night, so there's an easy way to solve that issue. When he gets to Hong Kong or China on Wednesday, he says, Beli beracha, ayom shlosha ushloshim yom la'omer. Finish him, however many Shavuot, how many days. As long as he counts during the day, so he's still alive. Now Wednesday night in Hong Kong, he can count again with a beracha, ayom arba'a ushloshim yom la'omer. So there's no reason why he'll get, even though technically he lost a day, but he doesn't lose his Sefirat HaOmer. Again, his two options are, if he knows the night, where he's past the dateline, of course, where he's on Tuesday night, if that happens, and he could figure that out, then when he's getting close to the Far East, if it's night time, it's Tuesday night, then he's fine, he can make it with a Beracha. If not, if he cannot figure that out, so he doesn't have to worry about it. He might lose a Beracha, but he will not lose these subsequent days of Sefirat HaOmer. Huadin, coming back is a little easier. Coming back, he'll just count where he is, and now he's going back in time. So he comes back on the same day. So then he doesn't have to count the Omer again. He counts Bashir Usham, where he is. If it's night where he's leaving China, let's say, or Hong Kong, he makes the Beracha. When he comes back the next day, he doesn't have to count it again with the Beracha. He counted it already, and he would just continue counting the Sefirat HaOmer on the subsequent days with indeed a Beracha.